Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. I'm Jen Brown, along with Bruce McGregor, and we're going to talk about V2 Ministries, the V2 Boys Camp that takes place in the summertime, and exactly what that means with Toby Korinsky next.
Spirit Catholic Radio, inviting you to encounter Jesus.
Toby Korinsky is a camp director of Veritas e Veritas, V2 Boys Camp Director. Toby, tell us a little bit about founding this V2 camp and what it means.
Thanks, Jen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Veritas at Veritas was founded in 2015 as a shoot-off from the Lincoln Diocese Leadership Camp, founded by the Reese family. And we have, this is our eighth year of celebrating camp with our young men in the Archdiocese. We have also expanded our offerings in the last few years to include a high adventure for college-age young men, as well as quarterly events with father-son activities at Pro Sanctity or Carol Joy Halling or Rivercrest as well.
Oh, very cool. So, yeah, we remember this when it was getting off the ground. It was kind of known as like an altar server camp, a leadership camp, altar server camp. And kids would make applications and be so excited to get into this. And we interviewed sometimes when the camp was going on. We did interviews from there. We understand the food is very good there, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. I think the boys will share more about that.
So that was the founding growth in the past several years. So now it is a nonprofit organization.
Absolutely. We were under the Archdiocese initially, and by the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the prompting of a few from the Archdiocese, we were able to launch this past year as a nonprofit 501c3, independent, but a Catholic lay-led apostolate, serving young men and adult men in our Archdiocese. Our five pillars that we focus in on for our young men and our adult men revolve around leadership, formation, spiritual, brotherhood, and adventure.
You have some young men with us today that have been impacted by their spirit, their experience at V2 camp. We were going to talk with them. Ben, what school do you go to? What grade are you in? And tell us a little bit about your experience and involvement with V2.
So I go to Creighton Prep High School. I'm a senior there, and I've been at V2 for about 8 years now. So I was there when the camp first got off the ground. And, you know, I keep going back every year because, you know, there's this hunger for Christ there. And this whole community that's really in the pursuit of Christ and really looking to know how can we be men of faith in the world today. And it's so impactful, incredibly spiritual. And I, you know, can't wait to see the young men here this year and can't wait to help them along their journey.
What drew you to be a camper the very first time?
It was scary to be a camper for the first time, kind of having been away from home for a week and not being able to, see my parents for a while. But, you know, they were so welcoming, so warm, and really caring for me and willing to show me, you know, how I can improve as a person and really grow in that spiritual aspect with Christ itself.
Right. What grade in school are you in?
I'm a senior at Creighton Prep.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't mention that. I'm sorry.
So you were drawn to be a camper at first. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide that you wanted to continue on this path and be a counselor there?
Oh, yeah. So I've grown so much in my faith at V2. You know, it's this, it's an incredible place to be. And I was impacted so much that, you know, I want to share that impact with others, you know. And when we're given graces and blessings, you know, it's important that we share those with others as well. And, you know, being able to take my skills that I learned from my 4 years as a camper and to give it back to the youth and to help them grow and learn as well. It's something incredible, and I would never miss out on it.
Right. We also have Thomas Forbes with us as well. And Thomas, let's get some information from you, a name, grade, school, and how you came to be involved in V2.
Yeah. So my name is Tommy Forbes, and I am an eighth grader at St. Robert Bellarmine School. And this summer will be my third year as a camper. And so there are several things that really keep me coming back to V2 that I've really enjoyed. I mean, there's the fun activities like bonfires, dodgeball, nine square. But the best part's definitely just being able to go and knowing that by the end of the week, I will be a better person and I will know my faith better. And it's really just a lot of fun to be there with people you don't know, and they just become your friends, and it's just a good community.
What would you say to encourage someone tuned in this morning, a youngster listening with their parents this morning, or even parents? What would you say, Tommy, to encourage them to have their son sign up for V2 camp?
Well, if you're afraid of kind of being away for a week, it is kind of worrying at first. But really, V2, after a whole week, it becomes like a second home to you. You do a bunch of activities with people in your cabin, but you also get to meet the entire camp, not just the people in your cabin. And you have adoration together, mass together, pray together, have meals together. And it's just an amazing experience for them.
Yeah. Toby, how many young men do you have on each of these outings?
So this year we'll have two sessions, a week-long sessions, and each camp for campers we have 52 slots, so 104 boys total.
Wow.
And we have also 16 different camp counselors that will participate each week, so 32 total.
When are the camps this year?
Camps this year are July 17th through the 23rd and the 24th through the 30th of July, the last 2 weeks of July.
Oh, okay. Who can go to camp?
Campers are those going to sixth grade this fall through ninth grade, and our youth leader counselors are 10th grade through 12th grade or even graduated seniors.
They can apply to be counselors?
Yes, ma'am.
What does that process look like, Toby?
If you go to our website, there's an opportunity for counselors to apply, and there's an interview that they are asked to participate in, as well as an application that they complete. And then they are selected for the position based on their experience, leadership, and faith experiences as well.
Yeah. Ben, why did you want to take that leap to the next level and become a counselor?
Yeah, it's all about, you know, giving back to those that have really given to me. And being able to share my experience with these young men is incredible. You know, lots of times I see campers that are, you know, really afraid to kind of get into the activities, kind of join in. But, you know, we work with them, and we, by the end of the week, they love it, and they'll be back next year, and I will be too. So it's an incredible experience.
Right.
We're talking with Ben, Tommy, and Toby about V2 camp this year and how your son can be involved in July. There's two different camps in July, over 100 boys in each camp, grades entering grades 6 through 9. They can be campers this fall. Tommy, what is something that took place outside of the campfires and the dodgeball? And I'm sure there's some good food around the campfires and all of that. So the food is memorable for boys. I know this as a fact. Food is memorable for boys. But outside of those fun things, what's something that really sticks out that has taken place at the camp, at one or several of them for you, that really kind of penetrated your heart, Tommy?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, for me, it was definitely adoration, because from before the first night of adoration, some people might not be as deep into their faith and are even like annoyed, like, oh, I have to be here for an hour in front of just kneeling. But then by the end of adoration, you see that change in them. And then they're participating in their faith activities, praying out loud, singing along. And it's really inspiring too.
To see Jesus touch people's hearts, yeah. The real presence of Jesus touch people. But what about your heart, Tommy?
Yeah, I would say definite same thing for me. I think my first time at camp, I was thinking like, wow, this is going to be a long time. I'm not ready for this. But then I went to adoration, and I could just feel Jesus there, the presence in me and around us and in the Eucharist. And there's really nothing like it. I've never had an experience like that before.
How did it change you when you went back to school or went back to when you were done with camp? What did it make you feel, or how did it make you act differently?
I was definitely a lot kinder to people, knowing that Jesus is with them and in me too. And so I need to show like respect to them because Jesus is in them. And I don't know, I've just been a lot kinder and patient with people, I guess.
Beautiful, I Tommy.
Great.
Thank you so much. Ben, now as a camp counselor and someone who is a role model for these younger men, what are some of the things that you hope to achieve as a camp counselor?
Oh, yeah. We really hope to achieve that these campers come out being men of Christ and really being men for others as well. You know, kind of having this aspect of we don't live for ourselves. And we're here to really bring God's word into the world. And if we've created men of leadership and men of service around us and men of spirituality, I think that's what we're there to achieve. And we've done it countless times, and we will do it further in the future as well.
Right. Toby, we're going to want to do this a couple times, of course, but where do people go for information, and what are the criteria for getting on board V2?
Yep. Our website's the best location for information, and you can get to the website at www.v2ministries.org, and you'll find applications for youth leader, camp counselors, as well as registration for the camper and adult volunteers, which we need to support the camp as well.
Right. Yeah, tell us about the role of the volunteers. Looks like volunteers are always important.
Be able to survive at Spirit Catholic Radio without our volunteers. They are so vital.
If you got .org, you need .volunteer.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a ton of adult volunteers, and kind of the testament to the Virtus at Veritas camp and our experience with the boys is that we have a number of adults that volunteer that do not have a son that attend the camp. And they give up an entire week of their schedule to participate and support the boys in all the activities and prayer time. We have what we call team dads, or the foundation of the teams. There's a competition all week long, and the team dad, along with a seminarian or a young man from a Newman Center, join in to participate and support the boys through this competition all week long. And then we have what we call our floater dads, who actually are the backbone of the camp, that do all the activity setup, tear down. From dodgeball, we do obstacle course, we do archery, we throw tomahawks even. And so they help set up and ensure the boys have a fun time and a safe time doing all the activities.
So it's like American Ninja Warrior at Veritas Camp, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes.
So, Toby, tell us a little bit about your goals for this camp. What are your goals for these young men?
My
mission of the camp.
Yeah, our mission of the camp, kind of overall mission of V2 Ministries, is to cultivate authentic encounters with God, their fellow man, through adventure experiences, and form in virtue and truth to develop Christ-like leaders. We need men that are masculine men today that step up and lead in our communities, in our schools, in our churches, and we hope that they have a development of those virtues through the encounter of Jesus Christ, primarily through adoration and Mass.
Right. Yeah, Toby, you mentioned that there are five pillars that the boys work toward, five areas of development, if you will, leadership, formation, spiritual, brotherhood, and adventure. I'd like to ask the guys here, which of those kind of impacted you the most and has had the greatest effect on you? Maybe we'll start with you, Thomas.
So for me, I would definitely say the brotherhood is very impactful, because as you start out at the beginning of the week, you're experiencing camp with people you don't know very well. But by the end of the week, you know each other so well, and it's pretty sad to see them all go, and we're all hugging each other and saying our goodbyes. But I would have never thought I would be friends with all these people, and now I'm friends with the whole camp full of people. So it's definitely amazing to have those friends and see them around too.
And now with social media, you can stay connected and stay friends and stay virtuous friends, too, which is something that you can continue to promote. That's beautiful. Ben, what does the five pillars mean to you? Maybe break them down a little bit and tell us one that's really important to you.
Yeah, so really, we'll start with leadership here. Leadership is really about, leading a life for others, giving yourself to others. And we really help these boys to encounter leadership on a daily basis by giving them opportunities to be in fire teams and to lead their own little groups and to carry out chores and to really be involved in activities itself. We also do a lot of formation. We do a lot of Bible studies, a lot of prayer at those Bible studies, and really trying to encounter God through the Bible see Christ through all aspects of our spirituality. Speaking of, our spiritual aspect of the camp is probably the most impactful and one of my favorites. Having adoration, having the Mass on a daily basis is truly the best thing. Really encountering Christ in that way and to really feel his true presence is something incredible. But I would say that my younger me really loved the adventure. running out in the backwoods, in the fields, taking off ticks from my leg. You know, it's, you know, as a young boy, it's amazing, quite fun.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, Ben, something that touched your heart when you were a camper, when you were younger, and then some. If you have a story that you can relate to us, or something that you tell people to get them jazzed about coming to camp, or say, this happened. I saw this happen to a young brother of mine, and it was just so beautiful. Or maybe something that you can relate to yourself, to your own heart, something that happened with you.
Yeah, for sure. So a personal story that I have with adoration, you know, we all have those questions that we want God to answer. And often they aren't answered in the ways that we want them to be. And so I've had an 8-year-long adoration journey, in which in my first year of adoration, you know, I had this question for God. And, you know, I was like, you know, God, just like, you know, answer the question. But of course, God in his ways does not always answer the question in the way we expect. And so the next 8 years, that same question was still on my mind. And it wasn't until this past year when we really focused on, you know, kind of letting go and letting Christ really kind of fill us with his spirit. You know, even as a counselor, I was still learning. And I, you know, I kind of took this to heart, you know, and I just kind of let it go. You know, I kind of let God take hold of it. And immediately I knew the answer, and I knew that God had really, you know, touched me in that moment. And it was incredible, and I'll remember that forever.
Beautiful.
Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Ben and Tommy are individuals. Tommy represents a camper between 6th and 8th grade are the camper ages. 6th and 9th grade, I'm sorry, boys entering 6th grade up until 9th grade are the camper ages. And then counselors are 10th to 12th grade. And this is the V2 Camp is what we're talking about. Go to V2 Ministries, V2Ministries.org to find out more information. And Toby, we're just going to have you run down the camps to choose from and how people can get into those camps and maybe get a scholarship to those camps as well.
Absolutely. Number one, Jen, we don't want any boy not to attend because of a financial situation. So we have wonderful benefactors and supporters of our program. We've offered scholarships for a number of years for those that need it. We just ask for you to pray about that when you apply. There's an easy opportunity to ask for a scholarship if you need support. This, again, is July the first week is July 17th through the 23rd. And July 24 to the 30th for the second week session. And again, boys entering 6th to 9th grade are campers, and 10th grade through 12th grade are youth leaders. And you can apply online or register online. And we just really look forward to having the opportunity to have volunteers, dads, moms also participate in our camp to serve our boys. And in a way, they walk away the same experience, learning, growing in their faith as well. Again, one more final time, we have also an early bird registration that's through the 1st of April, so we are filling up fairly quickly, so we ask you to register and check out our information on our website, v2ministries.org.
v2ministries.org, check that out. They also have stuff for college-age kids as well. Thank you to Toby, Tommy, and Ben for being here with us and sharing information about V2 Ministries. Go to v2ministries.org to find out information that we spoke with them today. God bless you all. Thanks for being here. Have a great day, and have a great camp adventure with Jesus this coming summer. I hope it goes wonderful for you all.